This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Theodoso Alvarez Jr. Date of birth, May the 13th, 1969. Case ID number is 5880458. Date of exam, September the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from McAllen Medical Center, South Texas Health Systems, McAllen, dated 9/24/2022. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old married male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder / confusion and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2016, where he was an industrial painter for pipes for 1 year and also worked with Excel Industrials for 2 years. The claimant also spent 8 years packing eggs. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his wife in a trailer, and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. The wife has bipolar disease and finds it very difficult to be taking care of him because of his memory and confusion at times. Allegation number one, depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder / confusion. The claimant states that since 2016, he has not been able to function mentally well. He was hit in the head on the right lateral side with a pipe, and since that time has suffered from trigeminal neuralgia of the right face. And also chronic headaches. The claimant states that he's always confused, has severe anxiety, and feels always scared of his surroundings. He does not like to leave his home. He does have problems with hearing, vertigo, sensitivity to light and noise, and photophobia. Because of his chronic condition, he has difficulty sleeping, has episodes of anger, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, crying spells, decreased memory, and decreased cognitive function. He denies any homicidal ideation or violent episodes. The claimant has had difficulty adjusting to his situation and has a mild reflex sympathetic dystrophy of his face. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2020 he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He denies any retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands. He does check his blood glucose once a day and states that his last glucose level was 135 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7%, and at the present time, he is taking glipizide / metformin, 5 milligrams / 500 milligrams BID, which he states is controlling his symptoms. He states he was on insulin, but because his blood glucose level was so well controlled, the physician has removed the insulin from his routine medication. Limitations. The claimant has a history of a comminuted proximal tibial and fibular fractures with a non-depressed fractures involving the medial and lateral tibial plateaus with a small suprapatellar hemarthrosis and moderate degenerative joint disease of the right knee, which was confirmed with an MRI on September the 25th, 2022. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and sometimes bicycling, which he states he stopped doing secondary to vertigo. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels in the evening from arthritis. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Vasquez. He states that he takes ibuprofen 200 milligrams 4 times a day, which does give him relief. He does physical activity of mowing the grass and taking care of the dogs that he has. Family history. The father is 81, suffers from hypertension, diabetes mellitus, dementia, and heart disease. The mother died of complications from diabetes mellitus. Medications, bupropion XL, 300 milligrams QD, ibuprofen, 200 milligrams QID, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, amitriptyline, hydrochloride, 75 milligrams QHS, pregabalin, 100 milligrams BID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, Divo-Pro-X, DR, 500 milligrams QHS, glipizide / metformin, 5 milligrams / 500 milligrams BID, Dramamine for vertigo, PRN is needed. The claimant does not remember the dose. Medical problems, history of head contusion in 2016 on the right lateral head area. The claimant does have trigeminal neuralgia of the right side of the face, which is being treated with Divo-Pro-X DR, 500 milligrams QHS. He suffers from depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder / confusion / decreased cognitive function. The claimant was diagnosed with reflex sympathetic dystrophy after the accident. He also has right knee pain from a fracture, which has since healed. Chronic lumbar sacral back pain, headaches, major surgeries, right knee arthroscopic, open reduction internal fixation, performed September the 27th, 2022. The claimant also has a defunct dorsal column stimulator, which was placed in 2014. For his right leg pain, which is not functioning at this time. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 168 pounds, height 5 feet 6.5 inches tall, BP 140 over 112, mmHg, second reading was 157 over 104 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation was 97%, BMI 26.5, general. This is a ...54-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be not a very reliable historian, presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife, who had to give most of the history. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic, atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. The claimant is very sensitive to any kind of light. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant is missing multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements did not appear to be intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did not present with corrected lenses, but he did present with glasses, sunglasses, secondary to photophobia. Could you please drop down to after abdomen, after the last sentence? There is a left back hip area, 12 centimeter horizontal scar where a round disc was placed under the skin, and also a 21 centimeter right lateral vertical scar of the right knee area where surgery was performed. The horizontal hip scar, there is a disc placement there where a stimulator was placed for helping the claimant with pain of the right leg. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was flat and depressed for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair and he was not totally oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant does appear to have decreased cognitive function along with decreased memory, and he appears to be somewhat confused. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, and reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally were normal. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for mild dysfunction of extraocular movements, which affect cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6, cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, but the Romber sign was positive, secondary to vertigo. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except for his right knee, where the claimant has had an open reduction, internal fixation of his knee with metal rods placed. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is mildly abnormal range of motion and strength of the right knee, secondary to a fracture and surgery. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with some difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but without difficulty. The claimant has no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks fairly well, although he does have some difficulty in communicating. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right knee, where the claimant had an open reduction internal fixation of the knee. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He also has decreased function of extraocular movements, which may be causing his vertigo. He is able to communicate, he is not able to communicate very well without limitations, and does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased cognitive function, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, and confusion. Probable diagnoses, number one, depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder / confusion, along with decreased memory and cognitive function, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is being treated with medications, but does appear to have some problems at this time. Allegation number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus type 2, well controlled at this time with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.0%. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Teodoso Olivares Jr.